Well, that didn't take long.
I know. I mean, my job is to focus on football, and the whole time here, I'm not a guy, you know, I see guys, you know, when contracts are not done, they want to hold out, but I'm a guy, I'm all about competing, and I feel like, you know, my calling here is to play football, and I came in to compete, learn the playbook, get comfortable around the guys, and, you know, earn everything, and earn, you know, the right to play, earn the right, you know, to, you know, play along guys like Kyle Williams, Marcel Darius, and the other guys in our secondary. So I feel like my calling is just to come and play football and just get comfortable with the guys. So I never for once thought about a contract or it's not done or holding out or anything like that. I love the game, so I'm going to do that before anything.
What did it feel like to put pen to paper?
I don't feel – right now, I feel like it hasn't hit home yet. But, you know, whenever it hits, I know, you know, my life changed. I'm able to do some things, you know, for my mom that, you know, typically a normal guy wouldn't be able to do. And, you know, just coming from the background I come from, that's a big deal. And I'm very proud of myself.
Have you thought about what you're going to buy your mom? You mentioned your mom. Have you thought about maybe the first big purchase for her?
Honestly, you know, my mom, she's been renting homes my whole life. She's never for once had a mortgage or, you know, paid to buy. It was always rent. So I feel like, you know, my duty is to, you know, get her in a comfortable situation where she can call something hers, her own. So, and I feel like that's my job as her child. And I feel like, you know, I owe that to her for all the sacrifices she's made for, you know, my sisters. I mean, my little sister and my two brothers and I.
How has the first week of OTAs gotten? You had the rookie minicamp. Uh-huh. Now you're in with the vets. It probably speeds up a uh-huh. notch. Just how has the week gone for you?
I can say this. You know, the first day when I got in with the first group, I can tell you it was like a blur, like flash. Like I'm like. But now, you know, after I got a couple reps and a couple sets, I'm comfortable, and I feel like I'm comfortable, and I'm knowing what I'm doing now. I know what my help is. I know what some of the linebackers are doing. I know what the nickel and the safeties are doing. So if I feel like I continue on that road, just knowing what everybody else does on the field, that'll make my job so much more easier.
How have Kevon and Ronald been in terms of just giving you tips, pointers, things like that?
Man, I couldn't ask for better. Those guys been 100% supportive. You know, Kevon and Ronald, I talk to those guys. You know, we talk after every rep. We want to know, you know, what each other are thinking and what we see and what guys are giving us on the field. So, you know, when the other guy goes on the field, you know, it'll be an easier task.